The church here is quickly coming to a close. Next Sunday, we will celebrate the Reformation, where the church rediscovered the truth of the gospel. After that comes All Saints' Day, an ancient festival of the church, which commemorates all those who now rest from their labors. That leaves the three last Sundays of the church here as we ponder the last days of this earth and the coming of Christ Jesus to judge the living and the dead. Therefore, we will take this final week of what some call ordinary time to review the two questions which determine if we understand the purpose of Jesus' incarnation, death, and resurrection. How we answer the question shows our understanding of the purpose of the church, the purpose of God's word, and the grace of God. The two questions are simple. What is our condition as we compare ourselves to God's law? And who is Jesus? On Monday of Holy Week, the day after Jesus triumphantly rode into Jerusalem to the shouts of the palm-waving crowds, the Sadducees and Pharisees, the rulers of the temple, attempted to trick Jesus with a series of questions. What sounds like a legitimate question was actually meant as a trap. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" This is a legitimate question when you consider that there are 613 laws which are observed in the Jewish religion. But this question was meant as a test, so whatever answer Jesus gave could be twisted. May our Lord grant us faith and wisdom to answer the questions about Jesus. Amen.